Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Growing Up. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
The very hairs on your head are numbered. I don't know if you realize that or not, if I have or not, what a staggering thing that is, that God keeps record of all of the hairs on all of our heads every day. We're not just talking about His ability to do it. The question is, why would you do it? Why would you keep up with something like that? The Bible said even a sparrow falls to the ground. The Father knows it, is aware of it, keeps up with it. And then He goes on to say, the very hairs of your head are numbered. What does that mean? God keeps up with everything concerning us. He keeps track of it. He knows about it. He cares about it. If He didn't care about it, He wouldn't keep up with it. I don't care about it. I don't keep up with, do you? No. Not a person in here does. Said out loud, God loves me. I am precious in His sight. I am a one of a kind. Masterpiece. Bought and paid for. The most precious thing in the universe. The blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah. The devil is a despiser. He is a belittler. He is a demeanor. He is a devaluer. See to it that you do not let him speak through your mouth. That you speak to your loved ones in a demeaning fashion. Did you hear me now? For to do so is to be a tool of the enemy. And even though they may not let on, your words get in them more than they show. Exactly. Parents, never, ever should you let come out of your mouth to your child that they're worthless, that they're dumb. It can cripple them spiritually. It can cripple them emotionally. Our words have more weight than we've thought. Even if you need to correct them, even if you need to rebuke them, you need to reprove them, there's a way to do it. There's a way to do it in the wisdom of God and love of God, so that before it's over with, they might know they've been corrected, but they know that you think they're valuable. We ought to excel in encouraging the brethren. There's been a handful of people in my life thus far that you cannot describe, you cannot put it into words adequately, what they have done to your life. People that saw things in me I didn't see in me. And spoke of me in ways I had not seen myself. And called upon me to do things I did not think I could do. But believed in me. And saw it in me. And called it forth. They saw value in me. They saw worth in me. They saw dignity in me. They saw the ability of God in me that I could not see. I did not see till I saw it through their eyes. And friend, when you see it, you can rise up to it. When you see it, you can be it. Let God speak through you. He said, let no corrupt communication come out of your mouth, but just that which is good, to the use of building up and edifying, that it might minister grace to the hearers. Let God put words in your mouth. That when people, I don't care whether it's a 5-year-old or a 50-year-old, when they walk away, they feel taller. They walk straighter. They feel more value in themselves. That you saw it in them that they didn't see. Oh, come on, do you see it? Will you do it? It's one of the most important things to our Father. that we do this for each other. I'm not talking about vain flattery. I'm talking about sincere and real and genuine. Oh, it's precious. Can you say amen? 1 Corinthians 13 and 9. For we know part of it. And we prophesy part of it. I know we don't like to think it, you know, but preachers, you'd prophesy, anybody prophesy, and you could say that was a partial prophecy. If any of us, why? Because we know in part and we yield to Him according to our faith. And if it's partial, what does that mean? We are still developing. We still have a ways to be completed. Verse 10, but when that which is perfect or complete is come, then that which is in part shall be done away. When I was a child, I spoke like a child. I understood like a child. I thought as a child. Now see, you see three main categories where you can see evidence of growing up or lack of it. Number one is what? In your talking. We talked about this earlier. Just in a child's development, what is one of the milestones from when a child, when an infant is born that we see development? It's when they begin to talk, when they begin to speak. It's a milestone in their development. Isn't everybody excited about it? You know, they've been making sounds. Nobody could tell what they were saying. But then you understood. And of course, mom and dad usually differ on what they were saying. One says, that was mama. That was mama. And one says, nah, that was da-da. It was da-da. But after a while, it becomes apparent. What it is, they are speaking intelligently. God has made us speaking spirits. And as you grow up, you learn, instead of just saying anything that crosses your mind, or instead of talking how you feel or talking how you want, a mature one doesn't talk that way. They use their words on purpose to effect change. Can you say amen? Oh, what a lesson. Just because you feel it does not mean you're supposed to open your mouth and say it. Just because you think it does not mean you're supposed to open your mouth and say it. That's being a child. You know, children say some stuff that they shouldn't say. They just say it. If it crosses their mind, they just say it. But you're supposed to learn as you mature the difference between thinking something and saying it. But we've got a lot of folks that have never learned that yet. Feeling it and saying it. What else did he say? I understood as a child. And what else? I thought as a child. Are these areas we can focus on to grow up in? If I'm going to grow up, I've got to change the way I talk. I've got to change the way I understand and think. And of course, meditation, understanding, thinking, and talking go hand in hand. I've got to change that. And it will change as I grow and develop. He went on to say, but, let me read the whole thing. When I was a child, I spoke as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, when I grew up, what did I do? I put away childish things. The NIV says, when I was a child, I talked like a child, I thought like a child, I reasoned like a child. When I became a man, I put childish ways behind me. Everybody say, childish ways.
Childish ways.
Say it again.
Childish ways.
Childish ways. Say it again.
Childish ways.
I've even heard people say, well, you know, so-and-so, they're older now. They're going through their second childhood, I guess. They've got childish. You're not supposed to become more childish as you get older. Do not let the devil sell you this deception about old age and growing older, that you have to be incapacitated, you can't even think for yourself, and you get childish, and you get ill and mean. I guess I should say that again. Do not let the devil sell you that. Yeah, there's going to be changes. It won't be just like you were in your body when you're 21, but you don't have to be sick. You don't have to be incapacitated. You can have good health. Oh, but inside, your last days are to be the best days of your life. Because though the outward man is perishing, the inward man is being renewed and developing. You're just supposed to be stronger and stronger and more full of God and more full of faith and more full of love. That does away with all this mean stuff. Well, if you felt like I did, you'd act mean too. I don't believe it. I had the privilege of working in healing school at Brother Hagin's ministry for years. And I saw a lot of people come through. I mean, people in the worst situations physically. Awful situations. And I saw people, I'm thinking right now of a lady, bless her heart. She had some of the worst problems physically. And you could tell she's in pain. You could tell she didn't feel good, but still sweet. Did you hear me? And some people there that hardly had anything wrong with them. Just as ill and mean and impatient and short-tempered. You are the way you are, whether you're healthy or whether you're sick. People just use it as an excuse. No, you don't feel good. You don't feel good. I understand that. And enough pain can work on you. But it is not an excuse for being mean. It is not. People use it for one, but it's not. It's just yielding to the flesh. And you watch it. These same people would be mean because they're sick. They'd be mean if they didn't have a symptom. It's the truth. If something pushed them and rubbed them the wrong way and bothered them, they'd be the same way. No. But that's a part of growing up. Growing up means growing up in love. Can you say amen? And it means controlling yourself. And just because you feel a certain way doesn't mean you act that way. Just because thoughts and feelings come to you doesn't mean you yield to them.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Childish Ways, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615, or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1603E. That's R1603E. And the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.